I don't know. I don't know if Kim had a hand in this, setting this up. This could be an intervention on the show, because it's an expert who's made it his mission to help people defeat distractions and reconnect with what truly matters. I'm not going to lie down during this this interview, but maybe I could. We have the keynote speaker and author, Mark Ostash, who studied neuroscience in college. He spent a lot of time on his, I guess, checking his girlfriend's ex-girlfriend's MySpace page, and he realized just how much his online habits were affecting his mental and emotional well-being. I've already admitted to being a doom scroller, and there's no question I spend too much time on my phone. But I also gave you an excuse, as we met just now and talked, of saying, well, as a talk show host, it exposes me to a lot of different information and it helps me. Go ahead, shoot me down, Mark. We need his mic on.
Paul,
There we go.
thank you, Paul. I will say none of what we're going to talk about today is to have the listeners feel guilty about their digital habits.
Good.
But a fast fact, the average cell phone user spends 4.5 hours a day outside of work scrolling. If our phones were treadmills, our fingers would move 5 miles of distance a day.
Oh my gosh. I try to think of what great shape I would be in
Exactly.
if this little phone was a treadmill. Wow, that's depressing. But anyway, beyond that, why are we so sucked into this?
You
And
know,
not everybody is, apparently, but I am.
yeah, well, I think most of us have a desire to want to stay connected and have a pulse on what's relevant. The problem is that the adoption from cell phones looks a lot like cigarettes in the 1930s and 40s, where kind of everybody was doing it. Smoking on airplanes, hospitals, elevators, etc. The same thing has adapted with our cell phone use. And up until recently, specifically through Jonathan Haidt's book, The Anxious Generation, he talks about the social trap that we've all fallen into. And now we're trying to reverse our way out of it, as we've seen long-term data showcasing that screens do tie back to mental health and social development. So it's my desire just to really increase awareness, both in the homes and the offices, on how our devices can be great tools, but oftentimes temptations to get us sucked in, doom scrolling for 3 hours at the end of a long day.
Yeah, I never even had heard the expression. I most recently taught, oh yeah, don't look at that. That's clickbait.
Yes.
And I never even thought about them putting up false headlines and stuff. And you get into the story and you go, that's not what this is about. And you go, you already clickbaited. You already made their quota or whatever it is they're looking for. Tell me about your new book coming out this September. It's called The Gift of Connection: Reclaiming the Power of Presence. I want to know, Mark Ostash, I want to know all about that.
Yeah, thanks for asking. I'm really convinced that human presence is going to be one of the skill sets that we need to sustain the future of both work and our communities. And when you think about our ability to stay focused on a singular object at a certain length of time, and you just mentioned at the break, ADD, ADHD, whatever they didn't call it before, that seems to be widespread. So the book is really designed to help people be mindful of how they better connect online over Teams or Zoom, offline in the office or field, and then most importantly, in line with themselves.
I'm going to get the book.
You are.
I am definitely going to get the
Yes.
book. And share a little bit, if you will. Now, it's Mark Ostash, and that's spelled Ostach when you're looking for the book, The Gift of Connection: Reclaiming the Power of Presence. Can you pre-order that, like on
You can do.
Amazon?
You can.
All
Yeah,
right, so
right
do
now.
that, so you don't forget about it. Tell
That's
me a little bit about Mark's Law.
Yeah, Mark's Law. So first, we need to understand Moore's Law. As you mentioned in the background, I studied psychology and neuroscience, then got into tech. And when I was studying technology, I learned about Gordon Moore, who was the co-founder of Intel. And he noticed the microchip processor. He noticed in the early 70s that every 2 years, our computing power doubles. And it became known as Moore's Law and has held true to date. Mark's Law basically says that every 10 years since the year 2000, our attention span decreases by 2 seconds. So, put another way, Moore's Law demands more power. Mark's Law suggests more presence.
Does some of this go back to the children's programming that followed my favorite, and I was too old for it, but I did get to know him and go spend time with him in Pittsburgh, Fred Rogers,
yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
I think he had the right way to do things for children and their ability to pay attention, their attention span.
Yes.
The wrong thing were many of the shows that came after that that somehow chopped up attention spans. And now it drives me crazy to watch something on television. If people haven't noticed, they instead of just a right straight-on shot of somebody talking to you, they do like 15 shots of the person, close up front, sideways. I go, look at the camera, and he's not supposed to look at the camera. It just drives me crazy, and it's all done because they figured out our attention span is gone.
Exactly. Yeah, it's called continuous partial attention. And it's designed for us to skim quicker, to digest. You know, when you check an email and someone says, "Hey, did you read what I said?" And you're like, "Well, I saw what you wrote, but I didn't necessarily read what you said."
I got to tell you something. That this is the truth. I'm not blowing my own horn, but it's because I have to. I do read the entire email.
Good.
I do read the entire text, and I am stunned at the people who send me texts or emails who clearly didn't read it themselves
yes.
before they sent it.
Yes.
And I go, are you kidding me? I mean, I work very hard to not misspell. It takes me forever.
It does, yes.
And my kids make fun of me. But
yes.
I don't want to misspell, and I look at it again. It's rare that I'm in such a hurry that I send it without rereading it because – you know, it corrects my stuff all the time, and it corrects it incorrectly.
Yes. Well, Paul W., I appreciate you sharing your diligence on your email response rate. Part of what you are probably seeing in Gmail or other programs is those auto responses that AI and other tools are allowing us to maybe not have to think deeply about what it is we want to respond. Again, I think artificial intelligence is going to be a great gift for our workplace and our society. The problem is, going back to clickbait, 75% of what you'll see online by the end of this year will be modified by AI.
Wow.
75%. So parsing through the truth, you know, discerning if is that the image or the articulation that that person desired. So human connection, going back to the core focus of the book, is going to be not only the most powerful connection that we have and hold, but a skill that we need to continue to foster.
Let's give our listeners a quick takeaway before they get the book, which comes out in September, but you can pre-order on Amazon. The Gift of Connection, Reclaiming the Power of Presence by our guest, Mark Ostash. And this is the simple thing I'm asking for. How can leaders practice being more present in this distracted world?
Great question. I really believe that our body language and our position, even you and I right now, we're squared up, shoulder to shoulder, hip to hip, and you're seeing my presence, I'm seeing yours. Just give each other the time of the attention. Put the phone down and lock eye contact with the person across from you.
Eye contact, a firm handshake is what we grew up being
That's
told
right.
to do.
That's right.
A firm handshake. But I just read something or saw it online. What happens after you lock eyes and do the firm handshake? Don't bring the hand down and then look around and do other stuff.
Right.
Keep looking in the eyes.
That's right.
Stay
that's
with
right.
it. And that's what we're doing right now. We're going to stay with our eyes locked in for the rest of the show. Are you in?
Let's do it. Staring contest. This is going to be awkward.
Are you in? great book, I can tell already, by our guest, Mark Ostash, O-S-T-A-C-H. Look for it. It's The Gift of Connection, Reclaiming the Power of Presence. Thank you for your help.
Thanks, Paul W.
Appreciate it.
You too.
We continue in focus on WJR at 1229.